We haven't had a session in a while with relationship therapist and coach Jamie Bronstein, who grew up on the North Shore here, and she shares her relationship advice on various media outlets and helps people achieve their relationship goals on her website, in person, and through video conferencing, and here with us on the radio now and then. Jamie, I've been saving up articles I've seen for the last month about relationships. Are you ready? Ready to talk about them?
I cannot wait. Let's dive in.
All right. First, this story from a few weeks ago out of Australia, actually, about a code of conduct that they're adopting to keep people safer on these dating apps. Is this something we need here? What's the story?
I absolutely think that we need this here, and I love that they are starting to do this over there because maybe it will start an example. So apparently, as of April 1st, all the apps need to start instilling these stronger, put these things in place to keep people safe. And it's crazy because, so the government called for a code of conduct to do all these things because they found that 3 in 4 users of dating apps have experienced some form of sexual violence, which is crazy.
You think that's true here in the United States as well?
I was surprised that that number is so high, and I haven't seen any studies here, but I mean, I guess there's a gamut of what people would call this type of sexual violence. If they're talking about in person, this is astounding and this is very scary. If they're talking just some sort of like wording, some, you know, like sketchy wording through the apps, that's different. But this seems very serious. So I'm happy to hear they're doing something about it. Another thing that they're doing is that they are removing the people that are on these apps that have been called out, which I think is great. And that's a little scary that maybe in the United States or other places that people have been doing sketchy things and they're not getting removed from the apps.
Yeah, so many people use Tinder, Grindr, Bumble, and those are some of the companies that have agreed in Australia, anyway, to adopt this new code of conduct, right?
Yes, exactly. And it seems like these days everybody's on the apps, which is a wonderful thing. You know, it's great that we have them. However, we do need to keep people safe. It's a little scary of a world sometimes we live in, Bob.
No kidding.
As you know.
Yeah, and at first, when you had people on these dating sites, it seemed like, well, this is a lot safer than going to a bar and meeting someone, but maybe not always, huh?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the same because the same things are happening. You know, like if you don't do enough research on someone, which I always think you should do if you're not meeting somebody in a public place. The things that are happening regardless. And so now this is for the just people to keep you safe in the United States before these things are put into place. You know, just be really smart about these things. Use your intuition. If something feels sketchy or someone feels sketchy, bring a friend, ask a friend, or just don't go.
Yeah, listen to your gut. Another thing I wanted to ask you about is something that Jamie Lee Curtis said a while back. Someone, some interviewer asked about the secret to her 40-year marriage. She's married to Christopher Guest. And she said the key includes patience, perseverance, and a really good dose of hatred. Now this is interesting because we've all experienced that moment with a spouse or a mate where you get really, really angry. And for that second, anyway, you hate who you're with. And I guess the question is, how do you handle that?
Well, okay. So first of all, she's a comedian. And so I think that I'm guessing that she used the word hate as like a strong word. I would say that it's very common for spouses to sometimes not like each other. As long as you still love each other, that's the good thing. And the thing, you know, we've all heard this for years, that if you hate somebody, that means you care enough about them to hate them. So it's actually not that bizarre for her to say that. I would just recommend for couples that if there's something that bothers you, you want to just share how you're feeling, share your emotions in those moments, and start with the positive. You know, this is why I love you. But then give a specific example. So, for example, when you leave your clothes on the floor, I feel frustrated. Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis, I mean, she's an actor. I wouldn't classify her as a comedian. I think she was being serious when she said, we think we're supposed to love our partner all the time unconditionally, but that's not the way it works. So I guess the idea here is to prevent these pet peeves from growing into a bigger problem, isn't it?
Yes. And I love how real she's being. Because, you know, in the world that we live in with social media, people are seeing people's happiest, perfect, in quotes, days. Mm-hmm. And life isn't like that. So I like that she's being very real about the reality of being with someone in a committed relationship for a very long time. And but it doesn't mean that you don't love each other. And I think that's her point also.
Right. And you bring up an interesting point, and I've said this so many times, social media, yeah, you have all sorts of pictures and tales of romantic vacations. Nobody's posting these moments where, you know, you're in battle with the person you're living with. It's Jamie Bronstein, and we will take a break, and then we'll talk about an interesting story that appeared in, I think it was the Wall Street Journal not too long ago, the headline, Yes, You Can Revive a Stalled Sex Life. We need to get to that, Jamie, so hold on. WGN. Continuing with relationship therapist Jamie Bronstein. Jamie, if you had to list the top problems people come to you with, is a stalled sex life number one or up near the top?
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
Sex life and financial issues.
Well, all right. We'll leave the money talk for another time. But I want to talk to you about this business of reviving a stalled sex life. Now, we all know that in the beginning of dating and courtship, we're high on a cocktail of brain chemicals. And after a couple of years, it starts wearing off. So the question is, how do you reignite?
Well, the good news is that I always say to my clients, if you had it once, you can have it again. So a few things you need to do. You need to have a belief mindset. Both people need to be on board to believe it can happen. You need to start doing new things together, whether it's going to a new restaurant, a new place for a vacation, even if you're going on a walk, a new route for your walk, and also new things in the bedroom. And the reason why these things are important is because when you do novel things, it increases your dopamine, which increases your testosterone with both men and women have it. And then that increases your sexual desire. So do new things, believe you can do it, and have the confidence in the relationship. If someone says they're not in the mood, don't take it personally, because then that just sets you off into this horrible mindset land.
So do you talk about this first with your partner, or do you use the element of surprise? Does that work?
Both. So you don't want it to seem too regimented and too like, we're having a meeting now. We're timing. You know, it's time for sex today at this time. Uh-huh. So you want some, you know, spontaneity in it also. But the talking about the elephant in the room is really important. And whether you can handle this on your own, or if you go to someone like me or anybody else who you feel like is safe to talk to, it is really important to talk about, because unless you are in a sexless marriage, which some people have, it really is the best form of bonding. And it is important, you know, for the endorphins and for the sake of the long-term relationship.
Now, what about setting the mood? Talk about that.
Yes, mood setting is so important. I talked about this a lot during the COVID times, because people were in their sweatpants all day. And I used to say, you can't go from sweatpants to sexy time. You do have to set the mood. Separate your day from the activities that are about to happen. Light some candles, put on some music. And something that's really important to remember also is that women are like ovens and men are like microwaves. So you need to go a little slow. You can't just jump into things with women. So just a little PSA for men out there, that when you are setting that mood, take it a little slow.
I'm writing this down. Women are like ovens. Men are like microwaves.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? And it's all about, I mean, we all can remember the excitement of the first dates, and it's kind of impossible to get back to that feeling again, the excitement of that, isn't it?
Well, another thing that you can do, and I actually did this years ago with an ex-boyfriend of mine. It was so random. We were at a bar one night, and it was just my idea. And I said, you know what? Let's pretend that we don't know each other. And it was really fun. Like, I walked up to him and we were kind of like role playing. We didn't know each other. And in that moment, at least, I mean, for me, it did it. Like, for me, I felt like, ooh, who's this new guy? And it was this really sexy thing. And so that's something, you know, hey, it worked for us. Maybe it could work for mm-hmm. other people.
All right. I'll let you know how that let's pretend idea works. It's Jamie Bronstein with the ovens and microwaves comparison this morning to help us out. Thanks, Jamie. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.